And on the line now, I have another lady, Gillian Bird from the DSPCA. Hiya, Gillian. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. How are you? You well?
Interrupting your sunbathing, am I?
No, you're not at all. I'm actually out and about with the shelter doing stuff, but yeah, no. So, no. It's all good, all good.
Okay. Is this a busier time for you now when the weather really gets good?
It is quite a busy time, yeah, because, you know, a lot of people start noticing animals maybe don't have water or maybe they don't have shade. And, of course, this is the time of the year where we're coming into the time where all the baby animals are coming out of the nest, so the birds are fledging. You've got all the kittens that are starting to be born and now looking for homes. So it's a very, very busy time for us. There's lots of different animals around, so it's one of our busier times.
Yeah, it's funny you should say that because I noticed I was out in Malahide on Tuesday and just walking on the main street, and someone had left a bowl of water out, and I'm going, now that's for, how silly of me. Yeah. Of course, someone left it out for any sort of animal, obviously a dog or something.
That might need it, absolutely, and it's great that people are doing that.
It's terrific, yeah. And a lot of controversy and people talking about leaving children in cars, but in this hot weather, that's a no-no for animals as well.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, cars get so hot at this time of the year. So we'd always say to people, you know, try and find shade in the car park and just remember that shade does move as the day goes on. So don't leave them for long. Or find an underground car park if you absolutely have to bring your pet with you. So do bear in mind that you wouldn't like being in a car. And at least if you're in a car yourself, you can wind the window down if it's not moving, but the dog is stuck in there. So ideally, leave the pets at home. Don't bring them where you're going to be sitting them in a car. And if you have to, find shade, as much shade as you can, so an underground car park or something. But really, at the end of the day, don't leave your pet unaccompanied in the car.
Okay, don't leave it in the car. But if some people do and they say, okay, well, I'll open the windows, whatever, and how well does that do to discriminate, to help them as far as...
It doesn't. I mean, you know yourself, if you're sitting in a car and the traffic lights or something and you've got the windows open a tiny bit, the heat can just build up so quickly. And what can happen with any animal, and we've seen with people or children, is they can start getting suffering from too much heat. So, you know, temperatures can build up so quickly in a car that it's just really simpler just to not take the risk.
Okay. And is there any other animals in that extent? Does that apply to all animals, cats as well?
Yeah, absolutely. No animal should be left somewhere they can't get away from the shade. You know, get into shade. They have to be able to get into shade. And it's really important that animals can do that. And, you know, it's certain things like, you know, as the weather is getting hot, now it's not quite as extreme as you would sometimes find. But do ask, you know, people need to remember that if the ground is hot, if you would walk on the sand or you would walk on the tarmac in your bare feet, that's fine. But if the ground is hot, it's going to be hot on your pet's feet as well, and it can easily burn. And also, of course, the other hazards at the moment, which we're probably heading into the weekend, is people have to remember barbecues, alcohol, spicy foods, all these things that are out in the garden, out at barbecues, are also a hazard to animals. So just bear that in mind and try and keep an eye on what you're doing generally, where your animals are. Are they safe? Yeah, not eating things or drinking things they shouldn't.
Yeah, and I often think as well that when you go out, we as human beings, when we go out, the precautions we take with sun creams and factor 50 and 40
Absolutely.
And whatever, or we wear a hat or something, what sort of precautions can people take for animals? I mean, they just, the weather's so good now, they say, oh, let's go for more walks more often and stuff like that.
But yeah, well, just there again, you know, in the heat, if you wouldn't like going for a big long walk yourself in the heat, then just remember your pet wouldn't either. Mm-hmm. And as we're regularly saying to the kids, when you come back from a walk with your animal, just because you're hot and thirsty and tired, you know, and you go sit down and watch some telly in the shade with a big drink, the animal is going to feel the same thing. So make sure that you just bear that in mind. And maybe not so many big walks in the middle of the day, maybe a nice walk in the morning or a walk in the evening when it cools down. But animals do suffer from heat stroke, and they do suffer quite badly in the heat. So just take it easy with the animals, and maybe this is not a good weekend to decide you're going to take your old dog for a massive big 3-hour walk when the dog has been sitting around the house for the last, you know, 6 months. So just bear that in mind, that animals' fitness levels are not always, they're not as good as ours. We have to build up the fitness levels the same way the animals do.
Okay, any final tips, Gillian, for our listeners for coming into the summer?
Keep everybody safe, and if anybody wants any advice, please do check out the dspca.ie website. And just for anybody who's around, not this weekend now, but next weekend, Saturday the 11th of June, the DSPCA are having their Pet Fest, our annual festival, from 12 until 4. It's free entry, and everybody is welcome. It's in the shelter.
In the shelter. Okay, and they can look up at the website, of course. Listen, thank you very much, Gillian, for coming in and talking
to
us.
No problem. Have a lovely weekend. We'll talk to you again.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
And that's Gillian Bird from the DSPCA. Yeah, I was just thinking of that, actually, when you're going out yourself. All the precautions we all take, we put on the hats and cover our arms up sometimes. If not, we put on the Factor 50 and then you just say, come on, we're going out for a walk, and we just don't think about it at all. And thinking about animals as well, just driving up on the Malahide Road yesterday, facing Clare Hall, on the footpath running up along the side, was a horse, a young horse it looked like as well. And I'm saying, that's strange, all right, just strolling up on the footpath. Strange. There you go.